Welcome to episode 63 of The Ball Run, the official podcast for snooker professional Stuart Bingham. This Cogtopr content is sponsored by renovation specialists R&J Carpentry and Construction, and it's a show in which I, sports journalist James Colasanti, ask the man nicknamed Ball Run about recent results, life on tour, and life in general. Good morning, mate. How are you today?
Yeah, good morning, James. All good?
Good. We're just having a quick chat off air. It's a busy week, busy day for you, so plenty to get through. Before we get underway, you just mentioned then your wife, Michelle, a big supporter of the MNDA charity. So I haven't got the notes in front of me. That is the correct acronym, isn't it? It's motor neurones disease, big supporter of the local branch. And she's got a fundraising walk coming up, I believe, that we want to give a shout out to today, yeah?
Yeah, sure. On the 12th of May, she's organising the 10-mile walk. Normally it starts on at the back of Leon C Station.
Yep.
But it's changed this year, the start of the walk. I think it's near the driving range, which is just a little bit further down the road from where it normally starts. So
yeah.
She's obviously organised it. She's on the obviously local board to organise the charity events, obviously from dad Terry that passed away in 2014, I think.
Yeah, and obviously Michelle's looking for people to sort of sign up, take part, and just generally get involved, that type of thing, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. Like I say, she puts a lot of effort in. I think last year had about 150 walkers. Mm. Hopefully she's going to obviously get to the 200 barrier, hopefully.
Yeah, great cause, good event. I know something I've helped out with publicity before. People have a lot of fun on the day, so please, get in touch with Michelle. Okie doke. Well, with regards to the snooker, and usually for this show, we are recording while you are mid-event. It's because you are jetting off to Asia later this week, and we'll talk more about that later in the episode. But at the moment, you're currently battling it out in the Championship Winners Group in Leicester with some other big-name players. For anyone interested in keeping up with that action, there's live coverage on Matchroom Multisports YouTube channel. It was a mixed bag for you yesterday with wins over Mark Selby and Neil Robertson following defeats to John Higgins and Kyron Wilson. And this afternoon, you told me off air, then you start at 2 o'clock, you face Chris Wakelin and Joe O'Connor. And you're certainly well in the hunt for a spot in the semis. So how was your game yesterday and how would you rate your chances today?
Yeah, considering I haven't really played much sort of competition snooker, I felt it went okay. I had a good session on Sunday with my coach Chris Henry. Went into the obviously been practicing obviously a fair bit, but Chris came along, found something in my game, and it seems to sort of click so far. Obviously on day one, obviously lost 3-2 to Kyron, 2-0 up. Had chances to win. I was thinking, here we go again. Same against really John. I was 2-1 down, made it 2-2, had a chance, to nick that match, but didn't. Again, 3-2. And it's obviously, you just need, frames are good. Obviously, it's on prize money, each frame. But obviously, you want the wins. And obviously, played Neil, who I think he won 2 out of 2 3-0s in his first two games. So it was good to get one over Neil and then obviously to finish up. Sort of beating Mark 3-0 has put me in a sort of a strong, I think I'm second in the group so far.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, some good players, some good competition. You mentioned about the frames, the way it's loaded. It sort of suits you all when it goes to, when you play out the five frames, doesn't it? It's a good idea.
It's good when, as long as you don't lose 3-0.
Yeah, sure.
Like you say, if you do lose and it's a 3-2,
that
does go for you.
It softens the blow a bit. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 10,000, isn't it? I saw for the winner. Obviously, no ranking points on it, but a good way to sharpen up. And like you say, you're in good company. Some really good players in there, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously it was meant to be on the 1st and 2nd of March, but they obviously moved it because of the Saudi Arabia tournament.
Yeah.
So obviously it made the change to these dates, and I was meant to go to Thailand. Around about the 10th or 11th, I had some exhibitions booked up out there. And then obviously last minute, I had to change it all for this. So
yeah,
I'm on the plane tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, we'll come to that. Just on the Saudi quickly, I mean, I hadn't lined up to talk about it. What do you make of all that? Obviously, it's the Brave New World. It's not just snooker, it's obviously golf and football, and it's all going on, and it's, you know, it's a hotbed of sporting activity. Man, but what did you make of the Golden Ball event and the snooker out there?
Yeah, I think it seemed quite good. I've heard there's other countries locally to Saudi that are interested in putting ranking events in. So hopefully it might make a little boom out there, like in the Middle East sort of thing.
Yeah.
Put a few more tournaments on. But yeah, say the Golden Ball, other than John really in the first frame against his, I can't think who he played, but he had a chance, obviously missed a yellow on 120. I'd sort of heard his comments after that he couldn't even feel his legs.
Right.
$500,000 obviously, yeah, for a match. Obviously next year it's $1 million, so
yeah,
wow, like obviously that sort of money,
that's crazy, isn't it? As if it's not nervy, yeah, as if it's not nervy enough as it is going for a maxi.
Exactly.
But
yeah,
they, I presume they've looked at it and recalibrated on you know how likely it is and stuff. But yeah, no, interesting stuff. As we've mentioned, it's a busy week for you, and you will fly up to Thailand tomorrow to take part in a few pool exhibition matches. You mentioned on WhatsApp the other day you also plan to squeeze in a few cheeky rounds of golf too. And that was the inspiration for our Facebook post photo for this episode, by the way. From there, you'll head out to China to participate in the 12th Hebel Masters Grand Finals pool event. You will compete for the Joy Cup in Qinhangdao. It's a port city on the coast of China, and there you'll take on some of the best pool players in the world. So, you know, how did you get an invite to that, and do you fancy your chances?
To be honest, I ain't played it yet.
Yeah.
I'll start the season. Obviously, I've got an invitation to play in the event, signed a, obviously, contract, but just never, obviously, with the snooker and family holidays at the start of the season, that I didn't have the opportunity to go and play. But obviously, with not qualifying for the China event on the snooker tour, that's opened up, obviously, the chance for me to go out there and play in the, obviously, the grand final. So, yeah, seems a great event. A few other snooker players, John Higgins, Steve Maguire, Ricky Walden, to name a few, that obviously going out there, they've played in it before. But so I'll get that out there on the 21st. I don't play till the 27th, so
right,
I'll have a few days practice beforehand and hopefully get into the swing of things.
Yeah, what's that like going between, you know, the long format and the short format? Is it, you know, how do you sort of taper in to readjust, I suppose?
Yeah, you just got to obviously just wing it, I think.
Yeah.
Just got to obviously get in and just, obviously, there's patterns, the pool players there, they play. I've been watching the last maybe probably 2 or 3 weeks on YouTube, some of the top, obviously, players in the Hebel, and just trying to work out what it is. And it's just obviously just sort of minding what you do, just sort of like be serious. Obviously, it's a, I hate to say it, like a pub game, obviously, Hebel.
Yeah.
And but obviously when you get to the top level, you've got to obviously concentrate and
they're so good, aren't they? It's brilliant stuff when you see it played at that level. I just wonder if you're going to start jumping the white and swerving a bit more on the snooker table, but you know,
yeah,
just not going to come across. But no, look, brilliant stuff. And we'll obviously link into all that event's details if you want to follow that. So I thought we'd finish today with a snooker story from my old paper, The Echo. The headline for it is Rayleigh Teenage Snooker Prodigy Set for European Championship. And it's about 13-year-old William Hurley from Rayleigh, who is out there at the moment. He's representing England at under 16 and under 18s level at the Euros in Sarajevo, Bosnia. Now, it looks like he's sharpened up his game at Rayleigh Lane Snooker Club, just as you have over the years. And I know you're aware of William's sort of progress, and so I want to ask you about that. And also, in a wider sense, do you know of any other young talent coming through from Essex, which is a very proud snooker history, of course?
Yeah, obviously, I don't know anyone really. Well, I practice at home. I don't really go into the club, so obviously, all that sort of side of it. I'm totally out of the circle. So obviously William, he's been around my house. He's getting coached by Peter Ward
Oh yeah, of
to come
course.
around with me a little bit.
Yeah.
So he's obviously come around the house out of practice. Looks like he's improving all the time. So I did see a post on Facebook yesterday that he got through his group. So all the best for him, and hope he does really well.
Yeah, is he good? Solid game on him, is he? And you know what's he like as a player?
I'd say I've only really sort of watched him and played him a couple of times, sort of in the 24-hour marathons and things like that obviously Michelle done for the MND and that. But
Yeah.
he seems obviously interested. He actually plays at Holbury Football as well.
Oh,
I see
okay.
him there. So when I'm there with Shay, I see
Sure.
Will there.
Yeah.
So he's obviously a sporty lad, and he's taken to snooker, and
Yeah.
he seems pretty good.
One to watch. We will keep an eye on William's progress. Brilliant. Well, listen, as always, it only remains for me to say thank you very much for your time today, Stuart, and of course, to wish you the very best of luck in China.
Thanks a lot, James. Cheers. Appreciate it.